Macmillan Audio presents Fly Away by Kristen Hanna. Read for you by Susan Erickson.
The charm, one might say the genius of memory, is that it is choosy, chancy, and temperamental. It rejects the edifying cathedral and indelibly photographs the small boy outside chewing a hunk of melon in the dust. Elizabeth Bowen. If a man could pass through paradise in a dream, and have a flower presented to him as a pledge that his soul had really been there, and if he found that flower in his hand when he awoke, aye, what then? From the Notebooks of S.T. Coleridge. Prologue. She is in a restroom stall, slumped over, with tears drying on her cheeks, smearing the mascara she applied so carefully only a few hours ago. You can see instantly that she doesn't belong here, and yet here she is. Grief is a sneaky thing, always coming and going like some guest you didn't invite and can't turn away. She wants this grief, although she'd never admit it. Lately, it's the only thing that feels real. She finds herself thinking about her best friend on purpose even now, all this time later, because she wants to cry. She is like a child, picking at a scab, unable to stop herself even though she knows it will hurt. She has tried to go on alone, really tried. She is trying still, in her way. But sometimes one person can hold you up in life, keep you standing, and without that hand to hold, you can find yourself free-falling no matter how strong you used to be, no matter how hard you try to remain steady. Once, a long time ago, she walked down a night-darkened road called Firefly Lane all alone on the worst night of her life, and she found a kindred spirit. That was our beginning, more than 30 years ago. Tully and Kate, you and me against the world, best friends forever. But stories end, don't they? You lose the people you love, and you have to find a way to go on. I need to let go. Say goodbye with a smile. It won't be easy. She doesn't know yet what she has set in motion. In moments, everything will change. Chapter 1. September 2nd, 2010. 10:14 p.m. She felt a little woozy. It was nice, like being wrapped in a warm from the dryer blanket. But when she came to and saw where she was, it wasn't so nice. She was sitting in a restroom stall, slumped over, with tears drying on her cheeks. How long had she been here? She got slowly to her feet and left the bathroom, pushing her way through the theater's crowded lobby, ignoring the judgmental looks cast her way by the beautiful people drinking champagne beneath a glittering 19th-century chandelier. The movie must be over. Outside, she kicked her ridiculous patent leather pumps into the shadows. In her expensive black nylons, she walked in the spitting rain down the dirty Seattle sidewalk toward home. It was only 10 blocks or so. She could make it, and she'd never find a cab this time of night anyway. As she approached Virginia,